exclusive on Crick Info Talk.
A fairy tale comeback after a lengthy spell outside the Indian team. First test century at home, Eden Gardens, that most special of grounds. A first test double 100, and now 100 test matches in his career. Life is looking really good for Sourav Ganguly at the moment. I, Anand Vasu, caught up with Sourav Ganguly for this exclusive interview for Crick Info Talk. Does 100 tests mean a lot to you? You've seen Rahul, Sachin and Anil reach the milestone in their careers.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a huge milestone for any cricketer. Not many in Indian cricket have achieved it. You know, Gavaskar, Vengsarkar, Kapil Dev, and obviously from our current lot, Anil, Sachin and Rahul. So it will be good to join this club.
Among your contemporaries, you've charted a more turbulent journey than some of the others. Do you look at it in some ways as a journey against the odds, coming from Bengal, where, you know, it's not really that many big players?
Yeah, we as a state have not produced many big players, but I hope in the future we start doing that, you know, because places like Bombay and Karnataka and Delhi have produced test players one after the other. And in a state where cricket is so well loved, it's important that we keep producing players and who turn up and play for India.
Broadly, I mean, when you say it's fair to say, divide your career into a few phases. It was 92 to 96, then 96 to 2000, 2000 to 2005, and then 2005 onwards. We can just start with that early period, 92 to 96.
92, I was pretty young when I went to Australia. I hardly got to play any cricket. I just played one-day game and then obviously got left out and then played domestic cricket for 4 years. I was very young then, so it didn't matter to me being left out. Came back in 96 and obviously had a good start to the test career and then played on, and in 2000 became captain in India for 2005, which was, I think, was a very successful tenure in Indian cricket. So it was very satisfying. Then I got left out again in 2005 and then happy to be back and performing the way I've done in the last 1 year.
Do you think maybe the captaincy perhaps came to you a little earlier than you expected?
Yes. You know, I was just four or five seasons old in international cricket. But obviously Sachin didn't want to captain after that Australia series. And I was the vice captain of the series then because I was a certain team, both forms of the game. From that point of view, I was the choice. And in terms of the number of years I've played for India, you would say, yeah, it was a bit early.
Sourav, you took over at a particularly difficult time for Indian cricket. It was just past the match-fixing scandal. You did something quite unusual in that you came on television in public and said that this team was clean, and you pledged that the team would continue to be clean. That must have been a really difficult time for you and for the team.
Yes, it was. When I became captain, that these issues were going on, which surprised me at that stage because I was not even aware that these things can actually happen. But then, obviously, for those reasons, we got a crop of young players. Yuvraj, Zaheer came into the scene in 2000. Yuvraj came into the scene in 2000. There were only four senior guys in the team, me, Sachin, Rahul and Anil. And the rest of them were young boys. So it was a time to build a team, and that helped us, you know, getting outstanding players like Sehwag, Harbhajan, Ashish Nehra did well in one-day cricket. And the benefits are being reaped now. You know, these guys have become match winners.
You spoke of a lot of young cricketers coming through, but that was also a time when the Indian batting really peaked as a group. We kept putting runs on the board, whether at home or away. We beat Australia at home in 2001 and then held them to a draw in Australia. Would you look at that period as something of a golden period for Indian cricket?
We beat Pakistan in Pakistan after 50 years, then we went to the World Cup final. Played two mini World Cup finals during that span. We were playing our best cricket then. You know, people like Sachin, Rahul, Lakshman, Anil, Sehwag were batting at their best, and that probably helped the team.
In that phase, your leadership was seen to be quite a catalyst to India's success, especially the work you did with the younger players. They seemed to really respond to you. What was it that you did differently?
I used to just set them free. You know, as a captain, I had certain ideas, which I see pretty much in Anil Kumble now. You know, I was a firm believer that every cricketer needs to get a fair chance. I decided that I'm going to take the pressures off the players and allow them to play freely, which will actually help them to do justice to their talent. And I had senior guys, as I said, Rahul, Anil and Sachin, who were wonderful help and who themselves, and not Lakshman, who themselves were playing such outstanding cricket.
What you brought to the team, how the team behaved, is quite different from what you are. You are a very mild-mannered and courteous person. Mm. But the team had a very rough edge to it at times.
Yeah, because I realized that, you know, during that we played well when we were aggressive. you know, if we took the foot off the accelerator, we were a completely different team. So we needed to get the team charged up, and you know, we got results against Australia in 2001. You know, they came here, obviously Steve Waugh had won everywhere except India. You know, he was putting a lot of pressure on the Indian team because they knew we were a young side, and they knew they were a top team. So the only way we could have played well against them was, you know, being aggressive.
The other thing that seemed to change in your time as captain was the regionalism aspect. In the past, we've always heard about how dressing rooms are divided into cliques based on different regions in our country, different zones. But this was something that was absent in your time as captain. How did you address this issue?
See, to be honest, when I played cricket, even before I was captain, I didn't notice much. Maybe I was too young to do that. But when I became captain, my entire responsibility was to pick the best possible 15 for India, and I wanted to do that. You know, I had no pressures from anywhere to pick someone and drop someone, and I made it pretty clear that if I'm captain, just the best team for India has to play.
Also, your time as captain coincided with India's getting their first foreign coach. I mean, you did have your differences with John at times, but in hindsight, and also looking at what followed, it was a very healthy work.
No, I think we worked on very well. We had mutual respect for each other. There will be differences in opinion. You know, he'll have a different opinion on something. I'll try and give my side of the story. Because at the end of the day, I always feel that it's, you know, it's the captain, because I have to take decisions in the middle. But John was a fantastic person, and he was responsible in changing the outlook of Indian cricket. You know, he made the boys realize that winning overseas was important. It's not just winning at home. And he was responsible a lot in getting Harbhajan to bowl the way he bowled against Australia in that year in 2001.
You were India's most successful Test captain, but towards the end, it seemed like you were a bit weighed down, particularly when your batting form dipped. Would you say that is true?
See, when you don't perform well as a captain in any countries, particularly in the subcontinent, you will have pressures. Probably it's a coincidence that, you know, in the last phase of my captaincy, I didn't perform well with the bat. But during my entire career as captain, I tried to keep captaincy and batting separately. When I went out to bat, I never thought that I was captain. And even if I hadn't scored runs with the bat, you know, once I went out to field, I knew that I had to take decisions for the team to win. But in the later stages, I think it was just a coincidence that I lost my captaincy at the time and my batting form was not well.
John Wright has suggested that perhaps he feels he stayed on a bit longer. Do you have any similar thoughts about captaincy?
No, I don't think so about that. John wanted to go after the Pakistan series, but that had a lot to do with his family reason. I don't think much with cricket. He had two young children, and to be honest, he was away from New Zealand for 4 or 5 years. We used to go back and go to tours, but we would still come back home. But for him, he would go to a tour and come back to India, which was away from home for him. So from that point of view, you know, it was harder for him than any one of us, because he would invariably go home.
So just briefly talking about the period when you were out of the side now, how would you compare that with the period between 92 and 96?
They're two completely different. 92, I was a young boy. It didn't matter to me. And I was 18, 19, and I was happy playing for Bengal, happy playing first class cricket. At that age, you don't worry about anything. But when I lost my place in 2005, it was different. I was 32, lost my captaincy. For whatever reasons, a lot of controversy going around. So that was not a very happy way to lose a place. And those two situations were completely different.
What kept you going during this later phase when you were out recently? And, you know, what kind of work did you do at that time?
I worked on my game, and I got a lot of time for myself because, you know, I was away from the hustle and bustle of running around of international cricket. Hotels, airports, matches, day in, day out, you don't. Fatigue, I was completely out of that system. But I always believed that, you know, I still had it in me to play. There were a lot of tough tours coming, and I knew that, you know, if people don't do well, my turn will come. But it was just a belief and a hope. I could have gone the other way also, but that's what destiny is all about.
One thing that seems distinctly different, and I don't know if this is true or not, in your batting recently, is that you seem to be far more composed and far more calm at the crease. Is this actually true?
Depends, Anand. You know, when you play well, a lot of things look good. and you don't play well at times, even if you try, it doesn't work. That's why it's a sport. But obviously, I have more time to myself now. Captaincy does take a lot of load in India. You've got to do a whole lot of things. Now you have to handle the boys, your own game, media, other things, selection, getting the toes working. So it is not easy. So now, you know, I have more time for myself, you know, to work on my game, come back in the evening and relax, not worry about other things, and just worry about your game and how can I perform tomorrow morning for the team to do well, which keeps you mentally fresh.
So ultimately then is batting a lot about keeping your mind free?
Yeah, of course, anything is keeping your mind free. And the more you start worrying about other things, it doesn't help.
Which one of your innings since your comeback has given you the most satisfaction?
I think, to be honest, first knock at Joburg was very crucial. It was my comeback knock, and also it was a difficult wicket. And we won that test match for the first time in South Africa. So that was very crucial. My knock in Nottingham, in the test match we won, me and Sachin had a crucial partnership in the morning. That was very satisfying. 100 at Eden Gardens, my first 100 at home, was satisfying. And also my first double 100, you know, we were 61-4 in a crucial test match. So it's been good.
You know, one who's been known for your fitness through your career, but still you've had a very long career. What's the secret of your longevity?
No, I think I have done my fitness. You know, probably I'm not as fit as a Mohammad Kaif or some of these younger guys are. Because when we started our cricket, the idea of fitness was completely different. It has changed over the years. People like me and Rahul have worked on their fitness. We may not be the quickest on the field, but we do our cardios, our weights, which actually helps when you bat.
Your technique isn't also seen as compact as Sachin or Rahul.
No, it's not.
Have you had to work harder?
See, my technique was never as compact as those two, but I had other gifts as well. You know, my timing, I could hit the good balls before, which you know, other people may not have had. So I had to adjust my game accordingly. I realized which are my strengths and which are not my strengths, and over the years I've tried to play on that. By God's grace, I had this natural ability to as a very good player on the offside. So that also helped in international cricket, because you know, that's the channel the bowlers like to bowl and get you out. Every player is going to be different, but every player should find a way to get runs, and I've just found my way.
You spoke about some of the difficulties in leading India, but if you had to put your finger on it and talk about one particular thing, what is the most difficult aspect of being India captain?
I think the most difficult part of leading India is time management. You have to be thick skinned. You cannot worry. You cannot worry about what's going around you. You have to lead with your best intentions. Now you have to wake up in the morning or go to sleep in the night thinking, today I've done what I could do best for the good of Indian cricket. There will be opinions. You know, thousands of people are watching. People are making livelihood out of this game. So there will be criticism. There will be opinions. And if you start going through all of them, then you'll have a very tough time. You have to learn how to switch yourself off and do what is best for the team.
Now, Rahul Dravid has said sometimes that, you know, there's sometimes a lack of proportion in the way the media and fans react. Is that something that you would agree with?
No, I've had my ways, and I told Jam once, even before that, you know, you should not get bothered about it. You know, they can react the way they want. It's how you react to what they say, and I think that's important. As I said, you have to learn to keep yourself out of all this.
Someone like me, you know, I've criticized you over the years many times. You know, I've done writing on television. I'm seen to be anti-Ganguly.
No.
How come you're
I have never thought like that. You know, I have never worried about criticism. If I don't play well, I don't expect you to write that he's played well. What only matters to me is as long as it doesn't get personal. And I'm a pretty free person. I don't have hiccups. I don't carry baggages. Even with my teammates, when I was captain, I would get angry with them on the field at times, but off the field, and I would go out of my way to back them. And that's the way I am. And I've got no issues with criticism. And sometimes it helps.
You've been around for so long now. You're in a good position to assess what's preventing us with such a large talent pool and such resources. What is preventing us from being a more dominant force?
I think we have become a dominant force over the time. And if you look at our performances overseas, in India we've always been very good overseas in the last 7 years. I was reading a report probably in your website only that India has won the more test matches overseas. The only team which has won more is Australia. So I think that's a pretty good sign. but we need some quality players. Now, we've had a crop of players of Tendulkar, Dravid, myself, Lakshman, Anil, who are about the 34-35 bracket, who have been outstanding players of Indian cricket. We need some consistent talent coming through, and to be honest, I've not seen anything special except in the batting in terms of Yuvraj Singh and Sehwag, and in terms of bowling, Harbhajan, Srishant and Aarti. Zahir Khan is a seasoned campaigner, so I'm not including him in this bracket. We need some more quality players coming in, especially in terms of batting.
Now, if you had the power to do what you wanted with Indian cricket, what would you change or what would you do differently?
Try and take the pressure off the players as much as possible. They're allowed to play freely.
Sourav Ganguly, thank you very much for speaking with Cricket Info. This is Anand Vasu for Cricket Info Talk.
This is Cricket Info Talk.